Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here with Chad Eigensburg, Shit Goose, Tim, Novak, and Missy. And, first of all, let me say how my day went. I went to the mall, King of Prussia Mall, probably the most crowded it's ever been ever.
Worst time to ever go to
a mall. Worst.
And, you know how they have those yellow little piping things that says clearance, nine, whatever? Huh. Well, I didn't even think twice. I plowed right through it, hit the top lights on the Hummer.
That's like the third. You do that every holiday.
Jess did that, too. He knocked out all my lights.
You did it last time, last year. I went to the mall. You do the same thing every fucking year.
I actually thinking. Did it once, too.
Jesus Christ.
I came with pressure.
You need to write a letter.
Follow rules also. I see you drive out the do not enter signs. It's so yeah. To follow you.
Oh, because it was quicker. So, I go into Bloomingdale's, and I decide to get six $300 to $400 watches for all the staff at the Note, all the girls in there.
Damn.
And
feeling generous.
Yeah. So I'm walking out. then this dude goes, "Yo, stop!" And I'm like, "What?" And I'm like walking outside. I'm like, "Huh? What's going on?" He's like, "I'm a detective." And
oh,
I'm like,
"God!"
And then he gives me his card. I'm like, "Okay, well, what do you need?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm just saying that, like, I'm a detective. And you ever do a polygraph test? Because my buddy George said that you did one." And I was like, "Well, we did one on a show a little bit ago. Like, I thought I was in trouble."
Yeah.
And then
stealing watches or something.
And then he wanted me to call his wife and say hi. And it was, like, freezing out. I wanted to go so bad. So then I drive to Kildare's in King of Prussia to meet Shit Goose. And, yeah, I leave the Hummer unlocked, and then next thing you know, all the watches are gone.
Yeah, how many watches did you buy, dipshit?
Six at $300 to $400 a pop.
4, 8, 12, 16, 20. That's $2,500 right down the drain.
Yep.
How do you feel about that?
I guess I got to go rebuy them all. I don't know.
Somebody's got some nice Christmas presents for their friends, you know?
Can you get a...
And this biker guy comes in when you guys didn't show up, and he goes, "Yo, man, you got that blue Hummer out there?" Like, yeah. He's like, "Yeah, I just saw a bunch of people... oh, I forgot." And then they took a snowboard, too.
Dude, today was just one bad day for you.
Is there surveillance outside of Kildare?
What's it gonna matter?
Those fucking watches are gone.
I doubt it.
You need to lock your truck.
So can you get a refund for this? Do you have the receipt still? Is there anything
you can
do?
I'm not gonna refund you with anything.
I know.
Like,
I have a receipt. I just bought all these watches and they got stolen. Like,
but maybe you make a police report or something.
It's not worth it.
Sorry, just giving up on buying presents for everyone now?
I don't know, man.
It's covered by your homeowner's insurance.
There you go.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
I always shop like the Christmas Eve for all the presents.
That's the best. The worst time
for you to go to the mall of all people, too.
Yeah.
Not only do you have to deal with 80 fucking million kids coming up to you, you're trying to buy all these shit, and then you get so flustered, you're running your Hummer into beams that your truck doesn't fit under, you're getting shit stolen. I mean,
you didn't cover.
You should be organized a little more.
I just wasn't thinking. Too crowded in there.
Traffic. People should just order presents online.
I believe that CKY got thanked in the new Guns N' Roses.
Oh,
yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Totally fucking awesome.
That's a big time accomplishment.
I have it in the Hummer. Yeah.
Probably because we never talk shit on them. You know what I mean? Like, they took us on tour and we got along. Everybody expected us not to get along, but we did, so we had nothing bad to say.
Did you hang out with Axel a lot on the tour?
Yeah. Yeah.
How is he talking? Like,
we got along fine. I didn't, you know, everybody else's problem with him, he didn't take that out on us, so that was cool.
So he's pretty much an easy guy.
Well, in order that the fact that Axl Rose thanks CKY, we're going to have to pay our thanks back.
Give
so this
homage.
This is the best rock song on their new album, Chinese Democracy. This is called "Don't Try to Stop Us Now," track 8.
You're welcome, Axel.
Track Radio 4, Bam, dude. Series 28, Faction.
Faction.
Oh yeah, we're back.
That Chat.
Guns N' Roses.
No. What do you think? What do you think of the new Chinese Democracy album?
I haven't heard the whole album. I haven't had a chance. I've been busy with CKY album.
I think all in all, it's a pretty fucking rad album.
I like a few tracks on it.
How long did it take him to put it out? Like fucking, when like a,
13
11
years,
years
or something
like that?
It was a long
Jesus.
Time.
I remember, Bam, you had songs from like 2004.
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
They leaked.
We toured with them in 2002, right? And they were playing a lot of those songs live.
Those ones on the from Chinese Boxing now?
Yeah, not that one we just heard, but some of the other ones.
Like the IRS one, probably?
Yeah, that one. And some other song about, I don't know, Axel.
I want to mention that Ming Hags is officially out. You go to minghags.com and get the movie, and it'll be out in stores shortly.
Long time overdue.
I know.
A long time waiting on that fucking project.
Yeah. And the Where the F is Santa is out as well. And also, Wizard Sleeve t-shirts. Bam and Seth's Wizard Sleeve at myspace.com. He just made these shirts of me with like this tweaked face that just says, all around the shirt.
That's amazing.
And there's also the 12 Days of Novak on there too.
All right. They made one of that up.
Christmas t-shirt.
Is there actually 12 days
now?
Yeah.
Because I only heard the 5 or 4.
You get royalties on that, Novak?
I doubt it.
I think so.
No.
Yeah.
I'll just give them to you guys.
It's not really your shopping.
Yeah.
It's, I know it's like 12.
I just want a shirt. Just give me
12
a free shirt.
Dirty whores. 11.
Speaking of dirty whores, man.
11 mingers minging. yeah. And then there's the 5. 5 zanny bars, 4 dirty needles, 3 smokes left, 2 bags of book, and I lost my brand new watch.
Yep. It happened. Speaking of dirty whores, man, I was seduced by the most beautifulest whore ever last night.
The beautifulest whore?
Yeah. And she was very nice and classy, and it was equally nice and classy. Didn't even try to hit on her, didn't talk to her at all. And then as I'm leaving the bar, she pulls up Tim and says, I'm going to give you my phone number to give to Novak in case he
awesome.
Wants to call me.
Yeah, giving me her number and saying,
what's your girlfriend?
Girlfriend
slash fiance think of that?
I haven't told her. Nothing happened. I mean, she can't be mad. Nothing happened.
What do you mean fiance? You engaged?
Yeah, I'm going to be.
You're going to?
Christmas. Oh. Christmas is going down.
Did you get a ring?
Yeah, cubic zirconia. I don't believe in that blood diamond shit.
HSN?
What's that?
Home Shopping Network?
More like,
Are you going to tell her it's a cubic zirconia?
Fuck no. Because she wants to fucking compete with all them goddamn pro hosts she hangs out with. So she has to have like a equally as nice a fucking diamond watch ring as theirs. So I was told by my mother that you could never fucking tell the difference.
Unless she brings it to
you can't, unless you bring it to somebody. Yeah. But if she's showing people at the bar.
The only reason why they're not going to believe it is because it came from me. That's the only doubt. They're like, oh, yeah, Novak afforded a 3-carat.
Why'd you do that? Is she going to leave you or something?
Nah. I just decided she's the one. Hmm.
What made you think that? Christmas spirit or something?
Fuck, I don't know. I just think I needed to add some spice to the relationship.
You know why you got to get a cubic zirconium? Because I give him $1,000. And he goes, oh, shit, $1,000. Shots on me, everybody.
Yeah, I feel like everyone should have fun. Enjoy it.
So where's the wedding going to be?
Well, I haven't figured that out yet.
The Baltimore thing, Firehouse.
I do know that I have the best man. Bam's going to be the best man.
The VFW post.
So I have that. I have the cubic zirconia I have. now I just got to send out some save the dates.
Yeah.
And I think I'm good. Chad, you going to be in it? You want to be at my wedding, Chad?
I'll go, yeah.
You got to be in it.
Oh, yeah. Whatever, sure.
Who else is going to be
in
it?
I had fun being Bam's.
Okay, so I got Chad, Bam. Miss will probably be on Mandy's side if she chooses to partake in this festival.
Is your mom's boyfriend going to go?
Oh, fuck no. That minger's not getting let in the gate, man.
What about Bucky?
What about your mom?
Bucky might be in it. Yeah. Well, fuck yeah, mom's in it.
But you can't invite him?
Nah, yeah, she can invite him. It makes her happy. I don't give a fuck. Speaking of being happy, man, I kind of got her in some trouble over that goddamn story I told on Howard Stern, dude, because she's got a serious job at Mercy Hospital. She's on the board of this hospital. She's been there for like 40 years.
And they're hearing about you trying to hump her
out.
Yeah,
like, I mean, big-time millionaire executives. I forgot how many people Howard Stern touches, but it's not just, like, our age group. It's, like, fucking physicists.
Oh, everybody listens.
I mean,
physicists.
My dad listens to them.
Yeah, well, who the fuck's your dad, G? I never heard of him.
Yeah, neither have I.
So,
Mr. G.
So, anyways, apparently she got called into one of her supervisor's offices. I mean, my mother never gets in trouble. She's the kind who's like an hour early for work and stays 2 hours late.
But I mean, she didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, she's just sleeping.
Yeah, but no, she just did. They, you might get they
fired
said that,
because your son tried to bang you out.
Yeah, they said that I need to respect her livelihood and her what she does for a living. And I
tell the morons it happened
public.
When you were fucking 17.
Well, they don't want to hear a goddamn word from me.
You're goddamn 30. You know what? Novak doesn't even know if he's 29 or 30 because his birth certificate says he's 29 and then
my
his ID says that he's 30.
And my mother doesn't remember if it was 78 or 79. So I just go with the 29. Who cares?
I think you're probably 29.
It's just a number. You know what I mean?
Like, seem like 29.
You know what? Do you know what I realized?
I believe the birth certificate, probably.
Yeah, mostly. It's
I
done
agree.
At the hospital.
So, I think you're 30.
30?
Well, no, my birth certificate is 29. My ID is 30.
Oh, then I think you're...
He's like, I'm 30 anyways, miss.
I think you're 30.
Yeah. Well, you got your birth certificate when you were born. You got the ID.
You know what I realized? The only thing, good thing, because I just had a birthday recently, and the only good thing about having a birthday is proving to all the fucking miserable fucks that I lived another year. Because everyone's like, oh, he's never going to make it another year. He's definitely going to die this year. That's the only good thing about my birthday is I can say, ha, fuck you. Made it another year. That's,
well, your dad's been sucking crack for fucking 40 years, and he's still running the streets.
I think just, drugs are like vitamins to that piece of shit, man. They just make him live longer. I don't know who the fuck made him or why.
You're lasting pretty long for your lifestyle, Novak. Congratulations.
Thanks, Chad.
That's glad to have you
works.
Around.
Drug hey, addicts usually last the longest in a weird way.
In a weird way. In a weird way.
What kind of way is that, G? You care to elaborate? Let's hear what you have to say.
Wait, who killed...
Don't change the subject.
I know. Stay on the subject
no,
at hand.
No, what you said, I didn't hear you.
Wait, what?
No, he didn't hear us. How can he not hear
no,
us?
No, because I was thinking of something else.
You just... We were replying to what you said.
I know. What are you thinking about? What are you racking your brain about over
yeah,
there,
I'm
genius?
I'm dying to know
look
what you're
him.
Thinking about.
I was thinking if Kurt Cobain was a drug addict, you know.
If he was?
Yeah, he was.
That's what was going
where
through
you
G's
go, where
brain.
Are you, where are you
I
going?
Don't know what I'm getting at.
But if you manage not to OD, you live forever.
Yeah.
Now you're just piggybacking on what someone else says, G. You're just agreeing to agree.
She's laid back. Too cool for school, dude. Look at you, man.
Rough.
No, with that
night.
Gut
angle. Fucking fat up the penis area hanging out.
Fuck, he's got the Mal Fupa going on over there.
Fupa.
Look at that Fupa.
Kid must have to be shitbag ways to suck on that cock of yours, G.
When are you going to go on that salad diet? Remember when we went over his house back in Philly and all he had was lettuce and film in his refrigerator?
Yeah.
He had no dressing and all he would eat was the lettuce.
You were going in a good direction. What happened?
I got sick because all I eat was like lettuce. I didn't eat meat or anything.
Yeah, and then he'd go to McDonald's and he wouldn't order a hamburger. He would just order the fries, which are even worse. Idiot.
And then a Diet Coke probably.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You go get a fucking...
I bet you his excuse is he likes the taste. That's what they all say.
Do you have an excuse?
Of what?
Diet.
Diet?
Why do you like diet?
I don't know. Sugar makes me gag. I don't know, man. I'll drink anything else.
There's
care.
Sugar in diet.
Yeah, I know.
Not just really. Less.
Huh? No.
Yeah, it's like a Marlboro Light compared to a Marlboro Red.
Sprite Zero. I'm looking at it right
zero
now.
Zero calories.
I don't see any sugars.
What there. About sodium, faggot?
It's a lot of sodium. No, 35 sodium.
Sodiums.
35 sodiums.
I don't see sugar.
It's like pills.
What'd you get your girl for Christmas, Jake?
Yeah.
Nothing.
No.
What are you going to get her?
Get her an eviction notice.
Nothing.
I've canceled.
You're not
going to
get her anything?
Nah, you got to get her something, dude.
I don't know what to get.
Okay, let's say right now you had. What's the first thing that comes to your mind if we have to get Kim a present right now? What would you get if you had money's not an option? What would you get?
An iPhone. App.
Oh, if money's not an option.
Well, I'm just asking G. What would come to G's mind?
Porsche Cayenne twin turbo.
Yeah, you would probably get a car of some sort for. Huh?
I get it for myself.
What would you get her, Jay?
Probably makeup shit and all that stuff.
Money's not an option. This dipshit's gonna get her fucking makeup.
That's
oh,
what she's into.
Man.
Money's not an option. Oh, money's on
him. Well, Kat Von D just sent us a shitload of makeup. Maybe if we have double, you could give G some. Is there double?
I haven't looked at it yet.
Okay. Is that the stuff that like covered up tattoos, or does she have like a makeup line?
She has the whole line.
But then and then there's makeup to like cover. I thought it was like cover up.
Dude,
shit.
She must be getting hooked up on that.
Who makes it? What label was it? Like
Sephora.
With the Kat Von D line of makeup?
Yeah. Is Sephora a pretty big deal, Missy?
Yeah, big time.
Oh, yeah. It's
they're like in every mall.
Really?
Well, Nikki's wearing a lot of it, probably. Right?
He just got a tattoo on his face, too, didn't he? Didn't he get a star?
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking, that's showing some loyalty there.
Yeah, so it's Lil Wayne with an upside-down cross on the middle of his head, and then on the right of his head it says, I am music.
What?
Lil Wayne.
What's the I am music?
Cross? Yeah, right here on his forehead.
Right on his forehead. And then
I think
right
it looks
here,
cool, actually.
It says, I am music.
I never noticed the cross.
He's got his
am music?
Yeah.
I don't get that. I
you
am
see,
music.
Right, he's got his eyelids.
You know that skater?
Like, he's so good at music that he just is music.
Yeah. No, that's Jay-Z.
That skater, Antoine Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
His whole face is like pretty much covered in tats now. He has like a saying
is
under
it ghetto it, shit or is it good
ghetto like really bad, like on the side it says Black Power.
Oh,
then
Jesus.
Like then like a cross on his cheek.
He ain't gonna be able to work at Wawa.
Yeah. under his eyelids it says something I can't make it out, and then Jesus. His whole forehead's tattooed. It has all these sayings. Like
I heard like one out of four people that get tattoos on their face kill themselves.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Oh shit!
How many out of people who don't?
You know? What? That have face tattoos?
How many
that
people
don't,
who, that
oh,
don't
have
tattoos kill
themselves?
I gotta show you the best tattoo. Yeah. Check. I'm serious. Some dude after the show. Oh my god!
What are you?
What
say?
Are you mumbling about over there?
No,
fat boy?
I gotta show you this tattoo. This dude gets his whole face tattoo. I'll just show you.
He gets his whole face tattoo.
yeah,
all man. Right.
What do you want to hear?
Play some Nine Inch
Christmas
Nails.
Spirit.
No.
Yeah.
You're pretty. You're
all right, let's dick tease everybody.
We got the new Moxie.
There's a new song. We'll play that. But there's a song at the end of the new Where the F is Santa movie that Chad did.
That Chad mixed, and it's fucking awesome. It pertains to the
whole
movie.
Let's dick tease him. We don't have to play the whole thing. Let's just dick tease him.
It's more than.
Come on.
Dick tease.
What do you mean I mixed
just give him a little pre-cum.
Dick tease.
Pre-cum.
It's nothing. What are you fucking talking about? This shit's old, dude.
Let's hear it.
To you, because you made it a while, but.
I did it quick.
They
want to
hear it. Just
it?
Give him a little piece.
I don't have it, dude.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, we just heard it, you liar.
Yeah, you talk about liars.
Let's hear it.
Where is it?
I don't lie.
All right.
That's it. It's a little clip.
We'll talk over it.
I don't lie.
Fuck you, Santa Claus. You won't accept
yeah, man.
This is all about the movie, dude.
Yeah. That's why I like it. Everything you say pertains to something that happened in the movie.
Yo, if Santa don't exist, we're all gonna be pissed, and we'll cross him on our list, so he'll never be missed. Now
yeah,
we're
yeah, Chad,
up north, yeah, you get the gist, yeah, one hell of a trip. Yo, pass me that fifth.
Man, we're drinking a lot of whiskey on that.
Now I'm in the Christmas spirit.
If that doesn't make you want to watch the movie, you're an idiot.
They stuck it at the end of the movie.
Fat man's in Lapland, to be exact. Tattoo that map, man, let's stay
about
on
Anna.
Track.
Yoo-hoo!
Santa, we're on our way. It's Bam and friends, oh, to save the day. Where the fuck is Santa Claus?
Yeah, it's me and my buddy Johnny U. We used to be in the Knives.
How long did it take you to write this?
Like a half hour.
Really?
Sled dogs and reindeer drink hundreds of beers. Yeah. Rock stars.
Small cock stars.
Small cock stars.
That's me.
Know that.
Me. Know that.
A holiday treat. So spend your Christmas with Bam.
Yeah. That's Bam.
How's this movie doing?
Really good.
Yeah. I
heard they sold like over 100,000 units already or something.
Yeah.
Just to fucking like Netflix, and then not even like between Netflix and Blockbuster, it's an insane amount of numbers.
Chad's
sold.
Guitar riffs.
Hit Sig. Sig Man at his finest. Listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Novak.
Good job, Jay. Yeah. Good job, Sigman.
I'll put that
so
on.
So you did that with Johnny U?
Johnny U's on drums, and I was singing and playing everything.
Oh, it sucks that he's not in that band anymore.
I'm yeah, the fucking Knives kicked now. Him out. Ridiculous. Yeah.
You feeling it?
Boycott the fucking Knives.
I know.
Wow, what's the problem?
They kicked my buddy Johnny U out of the band. Yeah. He was the fucking band.
Yeah, he was.
What was their excuse for kicking him out?
The only reason they got any help, their excuse? I don't fucking know.
Didn't
moron.
Nick Oliveri join?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick Oliveri joined the band, and then he brought it down like he does to every band. You know, he's probably not a cool dude.
He's on meth.
Yeah.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
You ever watch Celebrity Rehab?
Yeah.
You ever see that one dude? He's on fucking crazy-ass meth.
No, Rodney King's on it, though.
Who's that one dude?
Fuck.
Not meth, but on the
Chick, show. There's only like three dudes on that show, dude. Which one?
You can beat my meat.
He,
all
he
night
used to be,
to
he used to be in this
red
band,
red
like a rock band.
What do you
like,
mean? I got athlete's
he's young.
Feet.
I forgot the fucking... He's got all these tattoos.
And it itches goddamn sons of bitches.
I can't
shit
think
out.
Now.
What was it? Shit
I
out.
Can't even think today.
Shit out your dick something.
I know, I can barely think either, dude.
You guys are going to Jesse's party, huh?
I just got all my watches stolen.
I know, and you're still in the Christmas spirit for some reason.
Stole my snowboard. We just went snowboarding to Bear Creek.
Oh, yeah.
And this idiot, first run we go down, he hits the biggest jump on the fucking mountain, totally leans back too much. I just see a snowboard up in the air with his ass flying upside down. He lands, spreads his butthole
split
open,
my ass,
and he couldn't
split.
Go anymore.
I couldn't walk, I couldn't sit on
when
the thing.
This? Then yes, I tried a board slide, and I leaned too much forward. I went flying. He's laughing his ass off.
So we do the exact opposite. I lean back on everything, and he leans forward on everything. So he's just eating it face first every time, and I'm splitting my ass apart every time. And we're trying to, like, separate ourselves from people because we know we're going to fall at everything we try. But for some reason, we just couldn't get away from – there would always be people coming behind us. So.
Last time we were at Bear Creek, we were up on the lift. And I look down, and I see this girl with this big ass with these fucking pink snowboard pants
farty
on.
Ass.
Fucking pinky farty ass tumbling down the hill, ripping farts. And then an hour later, we're in the lodge, and then she comes up and starts hitting on Novak. I'm like, dude, pinky farty ass is hitting on you. And then Ditchy Moms comes up with her two kids, and he talks her into banging her out. In the hot tub.
She pays the waiter $20 for each kid. And
to watch the
waiter
kids.
Has to watch two kids for an hour.
I'm like, you're going home with Ditchy Moms, dude?
I take her to my room. I fuck her. I fall asleep. She's already left my room, and she left me four Newports and a love letter.
Nice.
Like, she knew that's you awesome. For 30 minutes. She's writing you a love letter.
And leaving me four Newports. Why she, four?
She wanted to get out of the trailer park, move in with you.
She wanted to get the fuck out of Dodge. Her,
this
so
yesterday?
You dodged Pinky Farty ass to get with Ditchy Moms.
Yeah. I mean, my theory when it comes to getting pussy is whoever wants to fuck, I will fuck. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to get to know them. You want to fuck? I want to fuck. Let's do it. You're ugly. I don't care. You have a pussy. Let's do it.
She left after you're done.
Is that your wedding vows?
Or yeah. I'm going to need help writing my wedding vows.
That sounded guys, just like him,
guys,
dude.
Where is Bear Creek?
I don't give a fuck if you got a pussy. I'm going to fuck it. Mandy, will you be my wife?
You think her family's going to... Should I ask her dad first? What do you think you'd say?
Mandy's dad? I never met him.
He's like, he doesn't take too kindly.
Dude, I've been getting these text messages from this dude named Brent who works for Viacom. I don't think I've ever met him before, and he said that he flew in... to New York and he wants to come down, and I told him that I was busy the first time, and then he flew in 2 weeks later and said that he wanted to come down again, and
he just keeps flying in to hang out with you.
Yeah, he shows up and he tells me that he's like, yo, come up to New York City because Travis Barker wants to hang out with you. And he said that he went to this restaurant and he ordered a $500 bottle of red wine, and the dude from Viacom said that they like cut him off 50% of him being able to buy clients, you know, booze and food and all that. Yeah. So he goes up to the waitress and goes, look, I'll give you $100 if you just go across the street and get an $8 bottle of red wine. You could keep the rest. Just tell him it's the $500 bottle. So she comes over with the $8 bottle, pours the glasses for him, and Travis is sitting there sipping on it, be like, oh man, this is the best fucking wine I've ever had.
Totally. He thought it was the best thing since sliced bread, man.
And dude, that just proves it, that
wine is bullshit.
It's dude. On your head, dude. Yeah, if somebody pours you a glass and they say it's a $500 glass of red wine, you're gonna taste it,
yeah,
and you're gonna be like, this is delicious. This is way more delicious. Like,
I don't know. I might not like it anyway. I don't give a shit how much it costs. If it tastes like crap.
Well, an $8 bottle and a $500 bottle, they get you the same amount of drunk. So what the fuck is the point?
And I've had some $8 bottles of wine that I would like better than expensive ass wine that I've had before.
What about like Cristal? Is that like champagne?
You had a bottle of red wine the one time down here. And remember you opened it? It was like real expensive for a bottle of red wine. And I started pouring Jack Daniels in it. I was mixing it. You were calling me Jack Wino.
Whiskey and wine. Yeah. That's the worst mix ever.
I was like, I need to mix something with it.
I was going to throw beer in there, too.
Yeah, one time I was like fresh out of booze and I wanted to keep drinking so bad, so I opened up the wedding bottle that was sitting on the top.
Oh, I bet you were in the doghouse on
that. Missy was not pleased on that one, Mon.
How long did it take you out of the doghouse that one?
That was good 5 days.
Whew.
She just kept pointing at the empty bottle.
Hey, hey, babe, you want to go get something to eat? Just points. Oh, man. Man, oh, man.
Yeah, speaking of drinking, I went to a wedding in Wilmington, Delaware yesterday.
Yeah, I got that text.
Donnie Moore, my partner from The Note, had a wedding, and Missy was like, I am always the designated driver. Why can't I have fun for once and you drive? So I'm like, fine. So I'm driving down 52, motherfucking checkpoint, dude. 8 cop cars just checking everybody, and I have like a suit and tie on, and they're like, so where are you coming from? I'm like, the DuPont Hotel. And they're like, what was going on there? I'm like, a wedding. And they're like, did you have anything to drink? I'm like, well, it was a wedding, so yeah. They're like, well, so then they go, all right, you know the alphabet? I'm like, yeah, I know the alphabet. They're like, well, sing from E to P then. I'm like, E to P, all right. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, T. I said to sing the P.
It's so anal.
Then they go, what's 56 minus 44? I'm like, I wouldn't know that if I was dead sober, dude. And they're like, all right, well, count to 56 backwards to 44. I'm like, Jesus Christ. 56, 55, 54, 52, 51, 50, 49, 48.
Yeah.
Man, it was tough. And then they go, blow into this thing. I blew into it, and he just goes, Jesus Christ, bam. then the sergeant comes up. They go, what do you blow? And he like, saved me because he goes, he's almost at the point of not being able to drink, but let's see if his wife can
not
blow
being
into
able to drink or drive.
Drive, I mean. Yeah. So then Missy blows into it and passes, and then they let her drive. Dude, I got out of a DUI so bad.
You just got your license back, too, didn't you?
So then I went to Buckley's Tavern and fucking celebrated.
Celebrated.
Celebrated the
breaking
home,
the law. Missy, what'd you blow? Did you blow a complete?
They didn't tell us what we blow.
They didn't.
But the part that really sucks is they asked for our registration and our insurance card. And then a different guy came up to finish up with us. And in the commotion of everything, we ended up leaving. And the guy still had all my paperwork.
Yeah, they said, all right, you guys are good to go.
I was not going
so
back.
So we leave, and we're 10 minutes away. I'm like, they did not give us our insurance card and paperwork back at all.
Yeah,
so they still have it right now.
I would have left that behind.
And I called Ape about it. She's like, we'll go back and get it. I'm like, fuck no, I ain't going back to get it. I didn't wind up in more trouble.
There's no reason to go talk or hang out with cops.
The best part was
we
pulled up to the side where there was this curb. And she couldn't go in reverse because there was another car behind her, and we couldn't go forward because there was a car in front of us. So she just drives off the curb. She thought it was like a half a foot high, dude. This curb was like a foot and a half high. We bottomed
cops,
out, made all this fucking noise. I thought that they were going to re-arrest us.
Well, because you pulled into the parking spot, so I didn't see that there was a curb, and then I ended up pulling out.
Ka-kunk! Ka-kunk! I'm like, what the fuck, Missy? We're in more trouble.
What car was it?
Mine.
Range Rover, thank God.
And the thing is, cops are always like, why are you so nervous? And because you're about to make my life a living hell. What do you think I'm supposed to be, like, completely calm and sane?
Well,
like,
you.
Plus, don't you get nervous when it even, what's 56 minus 44? Like, dude, I got to think. At least 30 seconds
to
think about
this. Why
do you
need 30 seconds to think about it? You know
because
what I mean?
I'm putting the math in my head.
Well, you should know that. You've been drinking. You're under the influence of something, aren't you, son?
I wouldn't know that anyway.
They always have a reason of why you're not getting something right. They have an answer to it. You're fucking up in their eyes.
I fucking hate them all.
And the biggest lie cops
they were
ever,
nice to me. They let me go. Cheers to the Delaware police.
The biggest lie cops have ever told in their life is like, I just want to talk to you for a minute. No cop ever just wants to talk to you. There's always something more than I just. What cop wants to talk to you and ask about your day and shit? Never happened to me.
Yeah, the one who's going to arrest you.
He wants to know about your day and what you did.
What do you got here, Bam Bam?
I got a Billy Corgan album, and I like it.
Is
and
he still bald?
Yeah, but he went on stage to perform these songs, and some dude, when it was dead quiet, man, fuck all this new shit, smash your pumpkins. And he's like, actually started to, like, he had a tear in his eye. He goes,
no
fuck
way.
You guys, and he left and didn't continue.
Started crying?
Man, fuck all this stupid new shit, play some old smash your pumpkins.
Oh, man.
What the fuck you thinking, Billy?
Billy.
But, yeah, this is track two. I think it's called Mina Loy or something. Oh, Billy Corgan. New one. Radio Bam Sees 20.
Fuck shit.
Yeah, that one goes out to Pinky Farty Ass from Bear Creek and Ditchy Moms.
God bless them, wherever those two lovely ladies are today.
Would you hump Pinky Farty Ass?
Yeah, I'll fuck either. Which everyone wants to fuck, I'll fuck.
Dude, she had a fat ass, and I'm not talking PH.
Nah, it was
I'm talking F.
F-A, capital F.
She had a fat minging cellulite ass.
It was like a belong on a 400-pound obese woman.
Dude, she was on the snowboard fucking just tumbling down the hill. Like a fucking, it was like a goddamn yard sale. Like all these mittens are flying out, knee pads are flying, helmets are going down the hill.
The yard sales come out of her goddamn pants every time she fucking tumbled.
Fucking pinky farty ass yard sale.
Dude.
So Novak, when you snowboard, does your ass hang out? Like it always does everywhere goes?
Actually, no, because he had two pairs of pants.
Yeah,
on.
Like plus it's so freezing. I don't want snow to get down my pants, so I tuck my shirt in.
Get a snowball straight up your ass.
I really try to be prepared for those climates.
Do they have a half pipe there?
No, just a bunch of rails.
You snowboard, Jay?
Yeah.
What could you do?
Everything.
Everything.
Switch 360s?
Yes.
Say, I swear.
I swear.
You are lying.
I'm not. You should
have
called
me. Let's take him to Bear Creek.
Take me.
Let's build a little fucking ramp for him right now.
I got my own snow. I've been doing it since I was a kid, man.
What's the best trick you do on a snowboard? 540?
I like riding Switch.
Didn't ask you that.
Gee, snowboards weren't even around when you were a kid.
He's probably the type of dude 88. That claims that he's goofy, but he's regular footed. So when he's when he does a cool trick, he goes,
that was Switch.
Oh, that was Switch.
You're getting fake street creds off the way you really ride, aren't you?
I like doing crossbone airs.
Crossbone air?
Yeah,
dude, it's like Stefan Janoski. Like, he does more trick switch and harder trick switch that he might as well just claim that he's the
maybe
other
he really is that way. You know, maybe underlining.
You know, you got to watch that dude, Mike Mo Capaldi.
I seen him.
He does switch tray flips, like, better than regular. It's insane.
Would you fuck him?
No.
Would you?
Yeah, let's see. Who's your eye for?
Girl.
And Lakai.
Nah,
you'd
probably
get some decks and shoes out of the deal.
Nah.
I got to show you the battle of the bears.
I'm not going to let a dude fuck me for decks.
All right, what about Patrick Swayze?
Yeah, definitely, dude.
What about Doogie Howser?
Yeah, do you know Doogie Howser's a flaming queer?
Would you suck him off?
Big time.
He's not even that. He's like a B actor.
He's got dude, his TV show is hilarious. And I mean, dude, imagine saying you fuck Doogie Howser. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I fuck Doogie Howser.
Yeah, I could just imagine.
That is a claim to fame.
Really? I mean,
it'd be my pleasure to fuck Doogie. So if you're listening, Doogie.
Yeah, he's
totally tuning in right now.
Come on over here. I'll teach you some fucking doctor lessons.
You never know, man.
Yeah, you really don't.
He could catch that on. He could call you right up.
Yeah.
Get your number from Stern.
Novak was just watching a special on South Philly pretzels.
Oh, yeah, man. It's the sickest fucking thing I've ever seen. Like, you know when you go into South Philly and they have those vendors that sell them out of shopping carts of soft pretzels?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
well, this is like going to MSNBC. They had hidden cameras. They did
forensics on them.
They went and bought the actual pretzels from these guys
selling
them out of
shopping carts. They found shit crystals on the shit crystals were on the pretzels. Urine,
pubic hairs.
Well, how's that get there unintentionally?
All right, I gotta get through.
Well, because there's like a street vendor.
A street vendor
fucking is standing there. He scratches his ass, and then some lady's like, "Can I get a pretzel?" And he takes his hand directly from his ass and goes and grabs the pretzel
and bags it.
Damn,
yep.
These pretzels
and
have really nice.
I mean, it's just like germs. It's spread that easy, right.
Philly's
I mean,
known
it,
for
it's
the,
so much shit. Yeah, it was literally in Philly they did it.
Would you rather eat a South Philly pretzel or Pinky Farty Ass's ass?
A Pinky Farty Ass's ass. At least I know it's a girl. You know, I don't want to eat some homeless man's asshole.
What if she just ate a pretzel?
What about if Ditchy Mom ate a pretzel and then you had to French her? Or Pinky Farty Ass's minging ass.
What, French her minging ass?
Yeah, would you rather French Pinky Farty Ass's minging ass? Or French Ditchy Mom's pretzel mouth with fecal matter on it and shit crystals.
That's a tough one. Why
are you drinking my beer?
Shitty. I'd rather French kiss Pinky Farty Ass's ass. You got me all flustered over here.
So you're going to play keyboards for the Moxie?
What's up with that? How come you're really striving for me to join their band?
I just think you need to be in a band, too.
Well, he's in their new music video called This Is The Day. We took a road trip to Toronto.
It's not a real music video, though.
No. I just threw it together just for some internet fun.
Yeah, internet fun.
So go to YouTube and type in This Is The Day or something.
How come you're over the HD camera?
Because it's not compatible with anything. And
it's compatible with your new computer.
No, I need S video or I need RCAs and these fucking new ass pieces of shits.
Your new computer.
F it, dude. I'm over it. Yeah. I want to sell it. I want to sell it. I want to sell it. I want to get rid of it. And I want to get my old stuff back.
Well, we're putting Bam's old stuff at? HD camera
I
for
sold
sale.
It to fucking Young Guns for $500 when I could have easily got $2,000 or more for it. God damn it, man.
Maybe.
Wow. Maybe we'll sell it back to you.
I don't, yeah, no, right. I already bought a new one. It's on the way.
24P.
You're not going to get the red camera? You really wanted that red one.
Missy's just getting all mad because I'm buying me all these, all myself, these presents right around Christmas time.
Every single thing I was going to buy him, he bought for himself.
He's bought himself.
Then the I go camera. On Amazon and I'm like, oh, what? Being we're on Amazon, why don't you get me that? Or let's see if they have that book. She's like, shit, you ruined everything.
Books, cameras, kill your friends. Snowboard stuff.
So have you got, do you have a present for him that he doesn't know about yet?
Yeah, I have a few presents for him, but like three of the big things that I was going to get him,
he
bought for himself.
Oh, you know what I do want? I told you I don't want anything. I do want something because when we got in that fight and you threw my him picture out the window, you also broke the cologne. So now I need new cologne.
What cologne are you wearing? No, you
broke the Paco Rabanne.
Oh, you might as well get some Antonio Banderas while you're at it.
I wouldn't get his.
You broke the cologne, by the way. You threw it at the mirror, I remember.
Ooh.
And the whole room stunk, so.
Well, the whole reason why it's I broke it is because Central you made there. Me mad. All
right, I'll get you a new one.
All right, yeah, and then
why you want
to
smell like
this
him Guido.
Picture up on a tree. I had to get Seth to get some big-ass 30-foot ladder, that you, the one that you stole off the roof.
From when I left those Mexicans yeah, up on the roof,
yeah.
Yeah,
I had to climb up a 30-foot ladder to get the goddamn painting.
Oh, man.
Paco Rabanne, what's that?
The Viking Skull bass player, Waldy, had it on, and Missy's yeah. friend, her BFF, was like, he smells so sexy. So then Missy bought it for me. God.
Now you smell like Waldy from Viking Skull. That's sexy, dude. Take a look at him.
It smells really good. I'm not kidding. You would like it.
I would.
You would.
I felt something close with me and Waldy for a second.
No, actually. Not because
you think
quality.
It was the cologne?
It just smells good.
Well.
Would you wear cologne, Chad?
In the 80s.
Jacquard.
Yeah, Jacquard in the 80s.
Jacquard smells great.
I used to wear Obsession. That was around the same time as Jacquard. I had the deodorant and everything. Bucky got one of those shit.
I wear Axe, and that smells enough like Axe. Cologne.
That's they have the commercials that when you spray it on, then you can see the girls in their underwear. Is that shit?
Oh, yeah. The girls chase after the
yeah,
kids.
In the,
yeah,
in the grocery store.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of the Moxie video, let's play that song, This Is The Day. There's a music video that we did, fun little video that we did a road trip.
Phil Niccolo just mastered it.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh.
Good, because the album's coming out right around Christmas time.
Are they on your label now? Or is it still up in the air?
My label's up in the air. Cause, okay. Yeah.
I don't know, but me and Bam own the fucking Moxie
the
right
whole
now.
Denver thing. Yeah, no, I'm
really?
I've spent like over $20,000 on all this, but I'm hoping it pays off.
Well, they're good. They're doing good. Everybody goes to their MySpace. They get a lot of fucking
really?
Hits. Yeah, man. They get a lot of attention.
So don't steal it from the fucking internet because
Buy
the internet's
it.
Ruining everything.
The internet's the death of us all.
Yeah, I know.
So
support them and pay back this $20,000.
People are uploading the movie, Minghags.
Shut the fuck up, G.
Yeah, remind everybody.
God damn it. Now I got to call up the websites and shut them the fuck down.
Yeah, right.
That cost $660,000 that I need to pay back. Minghags.
$660,000?
Yeah, so if you download it off the internet, man.
You're an asshole.
Jesus.
What a better version anyway.
This next song is devoted to the internet could suck my fucking dick.
.com.
This is the day by the Moxie. It's coming out Christmas time, so buy it and support the damn band because they're broke as a joke and they rock. Here we
Radio
go.
Radio Bam Function.
Oh, yeah. That was the Moxie, This Is The Day. And that song is also devoted to Pinky Farty Ass and Ditchy Mike.
I think his whole show should be devoted to those two whores.
Why don't you go track him down again down at Bear Creek?
I couldn't even remember what they look like. I just remember the FATS with pink sweatpants on. And
would you rather hump Ditchy Moms and suck Pinky Farty Ass's Megan Ass ass or hump Pinky Farty Ass and suck Ditchy Mom's ass?
Oh, fuck. They're both so many, it just goes either way.
All right, would you rather have two big dicks or three little dicks in your ass at once?
Two big dicks would be quicker. Just get it over with.
Merry Christmas.
That'd be my Christmas card I'd send out.
What about you, Missy?
What about me what? I don't know Ditchy Mom or Pinky Farty.
No, two big dicks or three little dicks in your ass at once.
Good question for a girl.
I don't want to answer that.
Come on.
I guess three little.
Why?
I don't know, because three little would probably still be less than two big.
You want to be triple teamed by a bunch of, I can't say any nationalities here.
No. I don't want to do it at all.
Why not? Triple the pleasure.
You ask me some really good ones sometimes. Think of one.
Let's hear one. Now I'm curious.
We do this all the time. Like when we're driving and stuff, we'll just go back and forth for hours asking like the stupidest shit. Would you rather do this?
Which one have you asked him? Would you rather do that? Think of one good one you asked
him. I'm drawing such a blank right now. Give me a minute. We'll talk about other stuff, and when I think of it, I'll cut it.
All right.
Would you rather would you rather French the shit bum in Catalonia and Barcelona, or would you rather hump that crazy bitch that has the umbrella on the chair in Westchester? You have the 69er.
Oh, God.
She probably has like mucus in
there. Oh, I caught her taking a shit behind some bushes once.
No
way. I was with Tim O'Connor.
Ew.
And Tim was just, he just rolls down the window and he just goes, ew. And he just kept pointing at her and saying, ew.
Oh, she's
that
oh,
the shit one that carries
dude, bags? I saw a foot of turd hanging out
ew.
Of her ass.
I guess then the Spanish bum.
You hump the Catalonia shit bum?
I just want to be back in Catalonia.
Is that the guy with the <That's>
you're willing to French the Catalonia shit bum to be back in Barcelona?
Well, wouldn't you rather than eat out some broads that just got done taking a million shit and didn't even wipe her ass
that
properly?
That was 2 years ago I caught her taking the million shit.
She's that's still doing it, though, I'm sure.
Yeah, but you just took one.
Yeah, but I'm not in this equation.
When was the last time you got your ass licked?
It's been a while. Since my ass was licked, yeah.
Why, because you have hemorrhoids now?
Nah, it's looking good. You want to see it?
Yeah.
No hemorrhoids.
Ew, man, dude, you do have
I
him.
Do not.
Yes, you do.
No.
Didn't some doctor shove pills up your ass?
Yeah, I got suppositories.
Why?
Because I fucking had the worst diarrhea in the world, man. It wouldn't go away. So he gave me. First, he's like, Ben was always like, put like this lotion or ointment on my ass for these hemorrhoids I had. I'm like, I don't want to walk around like a squishy asshole and just like. Just like anything could slide up at any given time. So this
not around Bam.
Yeah, not around any fucking body. God. So this doctor is this like 65-year-old guy, good doctor. But anyways, he puts me up against the table and he's like, he pulls this lube out. So I'm like, all right, he's just gonna lube up my asshole. And he's like, it's not gonna hurt. I'm like, all right. So I drop trowel and he's lubing up my asshole. And then I see him, and then he's like, well, this might hurt a little bit. Next thing I know, he's got his fucking middle finger all the way up my asshole. I'm like, I'm not gay, doctor. Why are you doing this?
You probably had two hands on your shoulders.
He's like, well, I don't feel any, no disturbances up there. It feels weird. So then he gives me suppositories.
Doc,
like,
please.
And so now, I finished the thing of suppositories, but I had to shove these things up my ass. Which
and that's supposed to clear up your hemorrhoids.
No, that was for the diarrhea.
How do they stick something up your ass?
It's like some kind of a pill form thing. I guess it dissolves.
Why not some Pepto-Bismol or something?
I don't know. I didn't know.
Imodium works.
I took Imodium AD. I did. Yeah. But then I wasn't able to shit. Right. And I wasn't shitting, so I
lived on that on tour because you never want to have to shit on tour. You never know where it's going to happen.
Yeah, that's why I took it. I went and saw Avenged Sevenfold. It was my birthday, and I really wanted to see the show, but I couldn't get up because every time I stand up, I'd have to shit. So I took a whole bunch of Imodium ADs. And then fucking I didn't shit for like 4 days. So then that's when I was like,
all right,
no happy medium.
Would you rather shit piss from another man's dick?
Shit piss from what? Shit piss from another man's dick.
Or ATOGM. Ass to other girl's mouth.
Ass. I'd rather
Or other guy's mouth. Yeah, other guy's mouth. ATOGM. It's like a tube.
I have to ask the other guy's mouth, or I have to shit out.
Shit piss from another man's dick.
So you have to piss in my ass? Yeah. Ew. I'd rather ATOGM. I don't want no guy fucking first sticking his
what
dick
if it's
up
from
there
the Catalan you shit bum?
I know.
Is that to do with the beard and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
That's just, yeah.
He wears a poncho and he has yellow eyes because he has Hep C.
Oh, I almost got that, bam. I know, Novak.
I want to interfere.
The Howard Stern News, they did a thing on you.
Yeah, they're all worried about you having Hep C. Like, this Richard guy is thinking twice and real worried.
That means they're talking more about me.
Because they said in your book, you said that you had...
Oh, so that means they read the book, too, also.
Yeah, that you had Hep C and... that they're afraid Richard might have it now. They're really worried about
good
it.
Press.
He's freaked
that
out.
That means they read the book, and now they're talking about it and thinking about it at least once a day.
What book?
My book.
Which one?
Dream Seller.
Oh, yeah, Dream Seller. Oh, yeah. What's it, dreamseller.com? Is that what it is?
You could get it. The easiest way to get it right now would be go to Amazon, because you can get it at Barnes & Noble's or Borders, but a lot of times I hear they're sold out. So just go to Amazon and get it, and you don't have to leave your house. Just
do you know how many you sold? How many did you sell?
Like, when we found out 3 weeks ago, it was like 10,000 copies. So that's like 10,000 copies a month. It's not bad. I don't think. I don't know.
What's a bestseller? How many does Artie Lang have to sell?
Shit, I don't know.
I think Artie's like...
I don't know. I really don't know the numbers that the books go by. I should probably know, but I don't.
Would you rather have a bunch of dudes just come all over your face or...
or
have Pinky Farty ass piss on your face?
I'd rather her piss on my face. That's not a gay act.
Yeah, but it's Pinky Farty ass.
Yeah, but would you rather have a girl piss on your face even if she is a minger, or 18 dudes coming all over your face like a target practice?
I do Pinky Farty ass.
Exactly. That's like a no-brainer, dude.
Tumbling down the hill, ripping farts every flip. Bump, bump, bump.
Her asshole was like a fucking yard sale. Shit was just flying out of there from like 79, 82, 86.
Dude, when she was hitting on you at the bar at the ski lodge, all I could think was her fucking pinky farty ass just going.
And you know, she'd be the type of bra. You know when you fuck girls, their pussies make that weird noise, like a fart noise sometimes? She had such a fat ass that her pussy was probably equally as fat that she would just be queefing every time I just touched it. Probably just fart. Her pussy just farts on demand, I bet. FODs.
Yeah. FODs. Yeah.
Did your mom left you four new
Newports and
a love letter
written in a pencil and fucking hotel stationery?
They're like the most ghetto cigarettes ever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like you could buy them at like little Chinese carryouts in the ghetto. You could buy loose cigarettes for a quarter piece.
You could also do that at Fenarios.
Yeah. But at least they sell you American spirits.
Oh, shit. It's time to go.
Yeah, man.
Got to play a track.
Who are you playing?
I'm playing track one on this private line from Finland. 1-800 out of nowhere.
What track is it?
Track one.
Oh, I didn't listen.
1-800 out of nowhere.
Whoa.
Ming hags out and then get the new shirt. On Bam Seth's Withers sleeve.
12 days, Novak.
Yeah, and this is a private line. They're playing in Finland and I'm going on New Year's. So is him and 69 Eyes, so let's fucking rock. Later.
Function.
Yep.
I'm not sure.